This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I know the decision for you to get married was not as straightforward as it is for a lot of people. And I think maybe if we share this story, it'll help those who are planning to get married, hopefully to do it right. So what was behind your decision?
Well, the interesting thing is I'm a product of polygamy. I'm the first of 26 children. And growing up, I think the minimum number of wives my father has had at one time is three. So, and life, for us individuals, being the sum of our experiences, that experience of growing up in a polygamy, a large polygamy for that matter, with a lot of children, I learned a lot of things, some very good, some not so good. But that experience essentially prepared me for the kind of husband I wanted to become, for the kind of father I wanted to become, the kind of partner I wanted to become. So it essentially taught me the do's and don'ts of having a good family life, of relating with your wife, of being a father to your children, and so on and so forth. So I started deciding on the kind of husband I'm going to be very early in my life, I should say. By the time I was maybe 10 to 15 years of age, I'd been thinking about the kind of husband I'd like to be and the kind of relationship I'd like to have with my wife.
And I think this is such a reality for so many. We grow up seeing what our parents do, how they relate with one another. And you are saying that what you saw, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you were able to filter and take away the ones that you felt were not pleasant. You wanted to make sure you do it right and you don't make the mistake of what you saw that was not pleasant.
Absolutely. Not just in my immediate family. I had uncles and aunts, and I saw how relationships or marriages were not working as they should. And I was a very curious child, so I asked my father a lot of questions. When I saw traditional things being done in the family, I would ask him if that is religious or if that is traditional. And ultimately, it got to the point where I asked him, on what basis would Allah judge us? Is it going to be on tradition or is it going to be on religion? And my father just looked at me with a smile and said, son, it's going to be on religion. And I would oftentimes ask him about certain norms that just seemed out of the ordinary. They didn't seem proper. And he was way ahead of his time. He was honest with me and he would say, you know, he called me Yaya, being the eldest son, he'd say, Yaya, that is not the way it's supposed to be. So earlier on, my father gave me that opportunity to ask. There wasn't that distance between father and son, and he was liberal in the sense that I could ask him a ton of questions about what's right and what's wrong. And that really started me thinking, how am I going to relate with my wife? And I decided very early, it's going to be strictly based on the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.